I will go ahead and continue with Arizona coach Rich Rodriguez. The Wildcats are on the road at Arizona State in the Territorial Cup on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Cal Kingsley, Athlon Sports.
Coach, how soon after you were hired at Arizona did somebody stress the emphasis of beating Arizona State to you?
Oh, I think it was probably at the initial press conference. There was probably a couple questions about it, trying to remember. But I think just about every school has a rivalry. We just happen to have one of the most intense ones in the country, in my opinion.
And in terms of how those games have gone so far, with last year winning the Cup for the first time, I know it's kind of difficult to maybe stack up to the backyard brawl, but where have you seen this in terms of importance in the Pac-12 and just the intensity overall?
Well, it's always going to be an intense and always has been an intense rivalry game. You know, same conference, same state, same division in the same conference, and a lot of the players and coaches know each other. Last year's was added significance because it wound up being for the Pac-12 South Championship. But irregardless of what's at stake in the conference race, you know there's going to be a lot of emotions from the fans and from the players.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And your next question comes from the line of Ryan Cartgene, the Orange County Register.
Hey, Coach. The Pac-12, as deep as it is, has really beat itself up this year, it seems like, and with every team has 2 losses, and it seems like the Pac-12 is going to have a tough time getting into the playoff. You know, given the extra conference game in the Pac-12 schedule, do you think that's fair?
Well, that's a fair question. We talked about it. Right now, I think next year the Big Ten, I think, goes to 9 conference games and a championship game. I think it should be the same within all the leagues, the Power 5 leagues, that everybody plays 9 in a championship game, or everybody plays 8 in a conference and a championship game. But, we thought the fact that our league has gotten better, I think, from top to bottom, and that there's more challenges each week in our league, particularly with the way our schedule is. We have a lot of late-night road games getting back, late the next day. There's some challenges in the Pac-12 that some leagues don't face, but we know what it is, and as coaches, I think most of us thought we'd cannibalize ourselves and maybe cost the league a playoff spot, and I think that's something we should talk about in the league meetings.
What's kind of shown you this year that the league is better top to bottom? Anything that comes to mind?
Well, I think you look at the non-conference results, in the beginning of the year, and then you look at the bowl results. I think that's the only way really you can compare it is by what's happened in the non-conference and the bowl results the last couple of years and the next couple of years.
Great. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And your next question comes from the line of Chantel Jennings, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. Washington State has kind of looked like one of the most improved teams in the conference this year, and I was just curious, from last year to this year with the results, is there anything that stands out to you as far as an area or a player, anything that has progressed the most for them?
Without knowing the stats, I'd probably look at the turnover margin. I think they've created some more defensively and had less offensively. I don't know. It seems maybe they've been healthier. They kept their quarterback healthy. And defensively, they've improved and done gotten some pretty big stops at key times, and they've won the close games in the league. I think they've had several close games in our league that maybe they lost last year, and this year they won them.
Is that a sign of veteran youth coach teams that have won close games? Is that veteran leadership coming through, you think?
I think there's some of that, and I also think there's sometimes things even out in football, and some years you win the close games, and some years you don't. The margin for error is really thin in our league, particularly in the league contest. So if you got a couple guys that can make some plays on either side of the ball at the end of the game to win it for you, it's going to bode well for your record.
Terrific. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance. Let's go have some lunch.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you.